4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, have you ever been out to have a look at the whales? Because it's that time of year, and a lot of people say, oh, you know, it's a long way to go. Oh, it's expensive. Oh, is it really all that special? Well, I don't know if I ever thought about it that way, but I did do it many years ago, and I'm a hard-bitten cynic, to be perfectly honest, so when it comes to matters mystical, usually leave me right out. But if you happen to be standing on the rail of a boat, whale-watching boat, when one of these surfaces next to the boat and happens to surface right next to where you are, and you look down and you're staring at this huge animal that is staring back at you. It looks like they're looking straight into your eyes. You really feel it. I'm not the only one that feels that, that felt that. And you can understand how some people feel, oh, look, there must be some connection, whether or not that's possible. Who would know? But it really is an amazing experience, and people are talking about it once again this year. Why? Because it happens to be that time of year. I've got a gentleman on the line. He's the owner-operator of Ocean Free and Ocean Freedom, and his name is Perry Jones, and I'm going to ask him what he thinks about the experience. Hello, Perry.
G'day, John. Long time no see. How are you?
I'm well. Every day see for you because you're out there all the time. Tell me about the whale-watching season. Have you had an experience as yet this season?
John, I have got goosebumps talking to you now because exactly what you said, that connection is absolutely amazing. We had our adventure snorkel tour with about 15 people on, and a juvenile male come within about 30 feet of them and then played around them for about 30 minutes.
No.
And literally laid underneath the group.
No.
It was, yeah, I've got a picture that I'm hoping to get in the post next few days.
Oh, wonderful.
And they couldn't believe it. You know, it was just swimming around them, wouldn't leave them alone. They were just stood in one place. They were just out on the snorkel tour, and it just came up to them. So, yeah, they blew their minds.
Tell me some of the comments or emotional expressions, if you like, when they got back on your boat.
Ah, look, speechless. There wasn't any comments. They were just speechless. Everybody was showing each other because, you know, there was pictures and cameras and stuff like that. To have that kind of, you know, usually we see them from a distance because we're not allowed to go close to them. But when they swim up to you, we can't do anything about it. So it was just the enjoyment of everybody being in the water and getting that. Everybody on the boat saw it. And then everybody that was actually on the snorkel tour got this up and close personal. So, yeah, very, very special.
Did some of them get emotional?
Oh, very much so. Very much. I mean, just seeing it. I mean, the crew, you know, we've been out, we've seen hundreds, but everyone you see is special. You know, when you see that on the horizon, that water spout, and they perform for you, John. They know that you're there. They really do. Like you said about that connection. It really is. They know you're there, and they're saying, okay, you know, here we are. We'll perform for you now.
I love these stories. Now, listen, those that weren't in the water, they're at the rail, and sometimes these magnificent animals come right up next to the boat, and they look up looking for seemingly somebody to make eye contact with. I mean, is that exaggerating?
No. Many years ago, I was one of the first people to see Migaloo, the white whale. And it actually swam out to the side of Ocean Free and literally laid by the side of Ocean Free.
Wow.
And looked. Really, and like you say, John, it's like they look into your soul.
Yes. I'm glad
They've
you
been
said
here
it.
Before, John.
I'm glad you
They've
said it. I was embarrassed to say it, but you feel the same thing.
Oh, totally, mate. Totally. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, but Karen and myself, my wife, were. Next month we're going up on the white ball to swim with the minke whales.
Yes.
So, you know, we're in the industry, and on our holidays we still go snorkeling and diving.
Oh, that's fabulous. Gee, these are good stories. Good stories. By the way, Migaloo, is he still around?
We haven't seen him this year, but he was around last year.
Mm.
I think there's two now, but we're not quite sure. So as soon as we hear any sightings, we'll definitely let you know.
Two white whales.
Yeah, we think there's two of them now because one was seen like north and one was seen south at the same time.
Yeah. Don't go away. Down to business, Perry. You've just been through the COVID nightmare. You're coming out the other side. Talk to me about, well, figures so far. I mean, talking to Mark Olson yesterday, looks like the domestic market's powering ahead. It's still too early to talk about big numbers coming from overseas, but the Virgin service yesterday to Canada, et cetera, that's, or Canada to Cairns is certainly encouraging. What are you experiencing?
It was a slow start, I must admit. We, you know, I thought we were going to kick off from last Saturday, beginning of the holidays. We're actually full today, but usually at this time now, we're usually full 3 or 4 days ahead, and it's not happening yet. So I don't know if they're holding back, but look, tell everybody to get out there. The weather is absolutely glorious at the moment. They should be getting out there at the moment. It's just unbelievable.
That's encouraging. Do you think this Japanese connection is going to deliver the goods for you? It used to, even before COVID, they were 112,000 a year. Go back several years, they were 250,000 a year. Would we ever see the glory days again, do you think?
I would hope so. I think with the Japanese, who are beautiful people, we have got a beautiful taste in their mouths. They do love Australia. And yes, I think, you know, if we can give them that perfect time they had years ago, which we definitely can deliver on, they will start coming back in, by, you know, in droves.
Mm. How are you going staff-wise, Perry?
Getting better, John. Finally getting better. We're finally seeing some... we've got a lot of Kiwis come over. We've got our Australians, and then we've got our backpackers. Who, hold on. Mia, come here. My dog's just running off. See, this is live, John. This is live.
Yes. Yeah, come here. This is country radio at its best.
So, yeah, mate, we're actually, you know, we've got some long-termers. We've got about 7 Kiwis come over. They're all beautiful people. And they're going to stay with me for a long time. And they're actually, we're getting some more experienced people now. So everybody's not as green as they were. So it's definitely looking up.
Well, I've enjoyed this chat this morning. I must admit, I didn't realise there was anything like a spiritual side to Perry Jones. I'm surprised.
Mate, that's funny. John, honestly, that's why after 30 years, I've got 2 skippers down at the moment. I'm actually working 4 days a week on the boat.
Yes.
And loving it. Yes. I'm telling all the old dad jokes, and I'm even laughing before I finish.
Oh, this has been a wonderful experience today, Perry. Thank you for sharing your experiences, your mystical experiences with us today.
All right, John. Thanks, mate.
It's fascinating, isn't it? I'm glad to hear I'm not the only one. But anyway, you may have had experiences too of a spiritual nature with the visit out to the whales off our coast at this time of the year. Perry Jones, the owner-operator of Ocean Free and Ocean Freedom.